Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball. We've got the Broncos in action. The men's team as they get ready to take on Baker University of Kansas in their season opener. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers and coach Mike Trader, Doc Farrell, and Lance Creech, and now finally Bill Gavers. Did you think this day was ever going to happen?
You know, I think when you're just working day to day, you're just trying to concentrate on getting your daily stuff done. But you hoped it would. You know, from my perspective, because it's a great place to be. It's a Hastings College is a great school, and to take over for those guys and to try to keep the tradition of Hastings College basketball up is a huge task, but we're looking forward to it.
What has the last 6 months been like for you guys?
Really a whirlwind, I guess is the best way to describe it. You know, when you talk about coming in the spring, getting acclimated to all the nuances of the job, you know, recruiting, scholarships, just learning the ropes, really, and then you know, the springtime workouts and things like that. But then fall, it starts a lot earlier than high school does, you know, with your conditioning and your weights. And then practice starts October 1st. And then now we're finally at game day. So just a lot of differences, but it's been exciting. It's been fun.
You've been in the high school ranks. You would just now be starting to prepare for the season. And now we got to get ready to go for a game tonight.
Oh, absolutely. We'll have six or seven games in before they start practice. You know, in 2 weeks, the high school season starts practice, 2 weeks from Monday. So it's a big difference, but it's fun. It's exciting. It's great to teach players the game, and we're looking forward to competition tonight.
What's going to be the biggest adjustment for you coming out of the high school ranks now to the college ranks?
Oh, I think there's a few real obvious ones. You know, it's a 40-minute game instead of a 32-minute game, so substitution patterns. Unfortunately, you still only get five fouls. You know, in 8 more minutes, that's like another whole quarter. So you've got to really manage the game really well, pay close attention to what's going on. The shot clock is an obvious one where you've got to be ready. Players got to be ready, you know, to recognize, and you've got to work on some things to make sure you get good shots every time down the floor. But other than that, basketball is basketball. It's still passing, catching, guarding, boxing out, those types of things.
What has the preseason workouts been like for you guys?
They've been real good. We have a veteran group back. You know, you have Brady Lohman, Dylan Flynn, Tobin Reinwald, Zach Lena, Brett Wells, Jake Hamburger. I could go on and on and down the list of guys. Andrew Pryor, Matt Nelson, Charles Ferguson, Abu Fall, Akeem Morrison. You have an old veteran-type team, Alex Thayer, Carson Bloom. I mean, you could go on and on with the guys we got. They've all been through the ropes. So they know what to expect. They're great leaders on and off the floor, and that makes the job a lot easier.
I was going to say, it's going to probably make your transition over to the college ranks a little easier with a veteran group like that.
Yeah, because I think if you're going to be great, and that's what we're striving to be, we want to be a championship-caliber basketball team, you have to have leaders on the floor, which really are coaches on the floor. They understand the game. They understand what needs to be done, and they're not afraid to tell the other players what needs to be done and then go out and get it done.
I guess what you need is a little more additional ammo, I guess, for the 2013-2014 season, being ranked number 23 in the country. And preseason, as far as the GPAC is concerned, number 3. So there's a lot of optimism around.
Definitely a lot of optimism surrounding the program. But as we always say, you know, opinions, which is what preseason is, and it's good. That's what somebody else thinks of you. But results are what you think of yourself. And so it's our job to get out on the floor and to compete. I'd be mentally and physically ready to compete every night out, whether it's practice or a game, and then take it to a high level each time we're on the floor.
You mentioned the veterans coming back. You got a bunch of guys, a bunch of scorers. You got some new faces in the lineup. But what are we going to see tonight?
Hopefully we're going to see a disciplined basketball team that on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, will have what we call an attacking disposition. You know, defensively, we want to pressure the ball. We want to get after things. Offensively, we want to push it up the floor, get the ball moving, get post touches, get perimeter shots, get a good mix, get a good balance. But I think the two words are attacking disposition.
You're a defensive guy, and that's something that Hastings was not very good at last year. I'm sure you guys spent a lot of time getting ready for this one, maybe on the defensive side.
Yeah, we've always prided ourselves in our programs of being good defensively and being what we call 5-as-1, being able to pressure, being able to help, being able to rotate. And so we've spent a lot of time on that, and our guys have done a great job. They really have been very coachable. They understand that to get to the championship level, we've got to be offensively great. And we've got to be defensively great, and that's the only way to get there, both ends.
You know, 9 of the 10 guys that come back from last year's team are on this year's team again. You brought in a couple new guys. Let's talk about those guys.
Akeem Morrison, who was at UNK, a point guard, lightning quick, can really push the ball up the floor, can shoot it well, can distribute it well, very good at distributing the ball to the places that it needs to go. Also defensively can pressure the ball, can attack a good athlete with a high basketball IQ. Abu Fall is a 6'7", 230-pound forward, from originally from Senegal, by way of University of Missouri, St. Louis. Abu's a terrific kid. Both guys are really good kids, high character guys. And so when you're trying to fit the pieces together, because we had a lot of returners who are awfully good, if the guys you bring in are quality character guys, then it's easier for other guys to accept, and we have good chemistry. And those guys are going to help us athletically and physicality and ability to do things on the floor.
Yeah, that might be the missing piece that we had last year, a big man that could really dominate inside.
Yeah, Abu is physical. He's athletic. He runs the floor hard. Him and Dylan Flynn have done a nice job, you know, and Brett Wells and Zach Lena. So we got four physical guys that aren't afraid to mix it up. And you need big bodies, and you need depth at those positions in the GPAC in order to be successful.
You're going to be stacked as far as the bench is concerned. You can go, looks like, 10, 11, 12 deep, can't you?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could. We have a lot of faith in all the guys on our bench. They all prepare well. They all train well. Matter of fact, you know, we talk about our scout team. Guys that have run this week, run a little bit of Baker's offense and stuff. Andrew Pryor, Matt Nelson, Charles Ferguson, Carson Bloom, Alex Thayer. Those guys, Nate Maloli, John DeWard, Brandon Krause, they've done a great job of running their stuff. And that's so important in preparing a team, because if you don't get a good look and practice at what the opponent's doing, then you're not prepared to play. And those guys are a big part of our team and did a great job getting us ready.
We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Pepsi pregame show tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Hastings College head basketball coach Bill Gabers as we get set for Baker University, game number one of a long stretch here. Coach, that's maybe another adjustment you got to make here. It's a longer season maybe than the high school ranks.
Oh, definitely. No question about it. And obviously you want to be playing your best basketball middle of January, early February, and March. But it's also important to get off to a great start for us tonight to come out and to compete on both ends of the floor and to establish the things that we want to establish for a year-long foundation. And I think we'll get that done. I think our players are very zoomed in on what needs to be done.
We've got a lot of players coming back from our team. That's not the case with our opponents today. Baker, looks like they got just five guys returning from last year.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of guys coming back, too, with extensive playing time. The Wilson kid, a point guard, who had 73 assists for him last year, and the Johnston kid, number 15, who shot 48% from the arc last year. So those two guys are very good. And then they got quite a few junior college guys in, and so it's hard saying, you know, what they'll do. You know, we looked at some of the stuff they ran last year, but with that said, that they got new personnel, they could be running totally new things. Our principles are what has to take over. Our offensive and defensive principles will work no matter what we're facing.
This early in the season, you're just concerned more about yourself than really maybe what your opponents might be bringing to the table tonight?
Oh, certainly. You're looking at establishing certain fundamentals of play with your own group. You want to be somewhat aware of what the other guy could do. But again, because it's an opener and, you know, I have no footage of them playing, maybe totally different because of their personnel. But you do have to have a little idea, but more, what are you going to do fundamentally?
Adjustments maybe on the fly tonight, huh?
Oh, certainly. And that's really, basketball is a game of quick change. And so you have to adjust on the fly very quickly, both as a player and as a coaching staff.
Obviously, a win is the most important thing here tonight. What do you really want to get done? What do you want to see tonight out of your basketball team?
We want to establish ourselves defensively, that we can get stops, that we can impose our will on people and not give up transition baskets, not give up second shots. And then offensively, we want to be crisp. We want to be sharp. We want to execute. We want to get great shots or good shots on every possession.
As you get ready to take the floor for the first time as a Bronco, any butterflies ready to go tonight?
Not yet. You know, a lot of it is just confidence in the preparation. We feel like we've prepared well. I'm sure right before the ball goes up, we'll get a little butterfly. You might even get that as an announcer in the first game. I doubt it, though, because you've been so long. And on a side note of that, Mike, I just like to say, you know, all the years that you've called games for Hastings and we've been at Central Catholic, I've appreciated your work. I think you're a great radio voice. I've listened to you broadcast several games, and we really do appreciate all the work that you do for Hastings College and the area sports.
We'll see if you say that at the end of the year, Coach.
Okay, that sounds good, Mike. Will do.
All right, Bill Gavers, the head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Baker University out of Kansas tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Bill Gavers pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball on the air tonight here on Billy Gamer's era begins here this evening. The brand new head coach of the Hastings College basketball team taking over for Lance Creech at the end of last season. Gavers, of course, coming in from Grand Island Central Catholic, has been on the staff now since June the 1st, and he has molded his basketball team as it gets sent to go for the 2013-2014 season here tonight. A lot of optimism around the Hastings College men's basketball camp for this season. Of course, nine seniors come back from last year's team that was fairly successful. They were 20-11 last year. They finished 11-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos preseason ranked number 23 in the NAIA poll that was out this week. And why not? Hastings is going to be loaded as far as their basketball team is concerned, led by Brady Lohman, who was the leading scorer from last year. Lohman averaged 16 points and 3 rebounds per game for the Broncos last season. You've got guys like a Dylan Flynn, who is back. He averaged 12 points per ball game. Jake Hamburger is back. He's averaging 9 points per ball game from a year ago. And then you've got a couple of new guys that are going to have some big roles on this basketball team this year. Akeem Morissette, he comes in from the University of Nebraska at Kearney. He played 5 games for Nebraska at Kearney last year and averaged about 3.8 points per ball game. And he is a lightning quick at a point guard here tonight. Then we're going to see a lot of Obu Fall tonight. He's from the University of St. Louis. He's a transfer kid that came in. He's kind of been around the camp a lot. He's been at Oklahoma Baptist during the 2009-2010 season. He was at Trenton Community College in 2011 and also then worked into Missouri State, at the University of Missouri at St. Louis, and now he is here at Hastings College. Abu Fall, he's going to be a big boy inside for Hastings College, a 6'7" and senior, as he will power the Broncos' inside game here this season. Baker University, in the meantime, they came in after a record of 15-14 a year ago. They were 8-10. They're a member of the Heart of America Conference, and they're kind of on the other end of the scale. They've got only 5 guys back from last year's team. They've got an assortment of junior college transfers that have joined the team here tonight. I guess their main guy on their roster is Todd Johnson. He averaged 3.7 points per ball game a season ago. He really led the team in assists. So Baker University has got some new folks in the lineup here for this 2013-2014 season. So we're set to go for basketball action here for this season. And again, Bill Gavers, a long list of coaches that the Broncos have had. Starts off with Doc Farrell and then Mike Trader and then Lance Creech. And now the Billy Gavers era begins here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena as he gets ready to go against Baker University here in his first ball game of his career here. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will start this way. It'll be Jake Hamburger, 6'2" and senior. out of Hastings Saints SA. Hamburger a season ago averaged 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Brent Wells will get a start tonight. Brent Wells, a 6'4" junior out of Elba, played his high school ball at St. Paul. He averaged 5.5 points and 4.4 rebounds a game a season ago. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" senior out of Norfolk. It was Lohman, the leading scorer a season ago, averaging 16 points and 3 rebounds per game. Akeem Morissant will start here tonight for Hastings College, a 5'11" senior out of Delray Beach, Florida. Morissant averaging 3.8 points and 1 rebound per game from his days at Nebraska Kearney a season ago. And also getting a start for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn, a 6'7" senior out of Lincoln. Flynn averaged 12 points and 5 rebounds per game a season ago. And Hastings College, coached by Bill Gabers, ranked number 23 in the NAIA preseason poll here this week. Baker University is going to go with E.J. Carter. Carter is 6'4", a junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. He averaged 4.7 points per ball game for the Wildcats last year and 3.2 rebounds per game. Jared Folks is one of the new guys, a junior college transfer from St. Louis, Missouri. He's 6'2" and a junior. Jawan Wilson is a 5'10" junior out of Kansas City. He did not play for this team a season ago either. Todd Johnson, 6'1". He is a senior out of Kincaid, Kansas. Johnson averaged 3.7 points and about 1 rebound per game a season ago. And then Connor McDaniel is 6'7" junior out of Topeka, Kansas. He is another junior college transfer that comes into Baker University. Sean Dooley is the head coach of the Wildcats. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings College women's basketball team, they are playing tonight at the Midland Classic up in Fremont as they begin their season. They're playing at Culver Stockton College out of Missouri. And late in the first half, Hastings College had the lead over at Culver Stockton. 38-15 was the last score that we had, and we'll try to keep our eyes on that for you as that's unfolding up in Fremont tonight as both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams getting their season started here tonight. Hastings is going to be dressed in their white uniforms here tonight with their crimson trim. It'll be Baker dressed in their orange outfits here tonight with their white trim. Bill Gavers with a lot of family on hand here tonight, a lot of folks from Grand Island. Of course, he spent several years up at Grand Island Central Catholic, and they're down here watching him in his first ball game as the head coach of Hastings College. So we're set to go for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left as we get set to go. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Dylan Flynn will jump things off for Hastings College. Connor McDaniel up there for Baker University. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left here as we get set to go. Ball is in the air. The season is underway. Morissant has got the ball as he hustles into the forecourt now for Hastings College. Baker University will be in a man-to-man defense to start the season. Brady Lohman down in the corner to Morissant. Inside to get it to Dylan Flynn. He backs up, spins toward the baseline. Trapped and now gives it away to Lohman. Shoots down to the Hamburger. That's Hamburger shooting down the lane. He lays it in off the glass. Jake Hamburger gets the first field goal for Hastings College, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in this ballgame. Wilson has got the ball, goes over to Folks. Folks moves it down on the baseline on the left side to Wilson. Wilson is double-teamed now on the wing. Here's a jumper put up by Connor McDaniel. A three-pointer is good. Connor McDaniel knocks down a tray there for Baker, and the Wildcats have a one-point lead over Hastings College, 3-2. We're 45 seconds into the ballgame. Hamburger goes inside down to Dylan Flynn, backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts it up there, traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. First turnover of the ball game against the Broncos, and Baker University will come back the other way. Hastings really with a focus to improve their defense. Hastings gave up 75.4 points per ball game a season ago. Of course, Coach Gaver's a defensive mind there at Grand Island Central Catholic, and we'll see if he can pull his magic here with Hastings College in the college ranks. Jawan Wilson has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Little jumper from 10 is going to be up there no good. The ball's being slapped down. It's picked up by Flynn. Flynn outlet pass goes to Brady Lohman. Lohman hustles into the forecourt, dribbles to the top of the key, and a palming violation. A palming violation on Brady Lohman. A second turnover on Hastings College. Naturally, early in the season, you're going to see some sloppy play, and we've had a couple of turnovers now in the first minute and 15 seconds of the ball game. Hastings trailing in this contest to the Baker University Wildcats by the score of 3-2. Baker comes back with the ball now. Morissant will pick him up. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Loman with a steal. Loman tries to save it, but can't do it. Back into the hands of Wilson. Wilson shovels it across the top to Carter. His shot from 15, good. A.J. Carter scoring there for Baker. That's a 5-2 ball game. Baker University has got the lead over Hastings College. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn, right side of the lane. Spins again, into the paint, puts it up there, left-handed. His shot, no good. Rebound comes down to E.J. Carter. E.J. Carter hustles into the forecourt. Long pass down and forth. It's off of the fingertips of McDaniel out of bounds. First turnover on Baker University here in the ball game. 18-13 to play here in the first half. Hastings College in their season opener for 2013-2014. They're trailing Baker by a score of 5-2. Brady Lohman with the ball comes across the top to Wells, now to Morissot. Free throw line extended right side, dribbles to the top of the key, gives it away now to Dylan Flynn, and inside to Hamburger. Shot on the baseline is up and in. Jake Hamburger gets loose on the baseline and puts it in off of the backboard there. That's his second field goal. The Broncos back to within one. 5-4 is the score. E.J. Carter drives to the basket. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. McDaniel is shot, no good, and he's fouled in the play. Connor McDaniel with the offensive board there for Baker, and the first foul of the ball game is going to be charged on Brent Wells. Wells picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one on Hastings College. This will be a shooting situation as Connor McDaniel will go to the free throw line for Baker. He had a three-pointer earlier in this ball game. His first free throw in this contest is up there and in. Connor McDaniel now with 4 points in the ball game, and Baker has a 6-4 lead over Hastings College in men's college basketball action here tonight. Second shot by McDaniel's up there. That's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Morissot. Morissot brings it back the other way now for Hastings College. Akeem into the forecourt, comes across the top, now to Lohman, drives it down to the baseline, now reverses the ball out to Wells, out to Morissot, three-pointer put up there and in. Akeem Morissot hitting a three-pointer there for Hastings, and the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 7-6. 17-27 to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Now we got a foul called. Akeem Morissot picking up the personal foul for Hastings College. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. Into the ball game, Nick Wilson now. For Baker, also coming in will be Eric Watson. Watson is a 6'2" junior out of Lawrence, Kansas. Nick Wilson is 6'7" sophomore out of Paola, Kansas. Baker will play things in. Here's Watson. Rather, Wilson driving with the basket. His shot is up and in. Jawan Wilson, off-balance shot there. He drives into the hole and scores. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and it's now an 8-7 ball game. Baker is out on top of Hastings College here tonight. Wells powers the ball down to the baseline. There's Lohman again working loose, and his shot is up and in. Brent Wells gets the assist. Brady Lohman gets the field goal. That's Brady's first basket of the season. It's now a 9-8 ball game. The Broncos are out on top by 1 point. Just by the 17-minute mark here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Wilson moves the ball outside down to Folks, back down to Wilson. Back outside in 3-point territory to Johnston. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, foul called. Hamburger came down with it, but a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Baker, and this foul is going to go on Jawan Wilson. That's going to be his first. There comes Lonnie Gray into the ball game now for Baker. Also coming in will be Julian Mills. Mills is one of the returners from a season ago, a 5'11" senior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the other guy into the ball game for Baker is going to be Devonian Gray. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas, 6'1" and a freshman. 9-8 is the score. Hastings leading by 1 point. Hamburger's got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now to Flynn. Inside the free throw circle. Moves it across the top. Now to Lohman. Still a man-to-man defense here for Baker. Lohman, bounce pass right through the fingertips of Flynn, out of bounds. Dylan Flynn can't handle it. Left side of the lane. Their third turnover on Hastings College here. 16-20 to play in the first half. Hastings College 9 and Baker 8. The season opener for the Hastings College men's basketball team here tonight. Gray has got the ball, gets away from Morissot, dribbles inside the free throw circle, now the ball tipped away. Morissot has got it on the turnover from Baker. That's their second of the ball game. Morissot with the ball now, dribbling into the paint, moves it over on the right side to Jake Hamburger, out in 3-point territory between the rings, feeds it now to Dylan Flynn, over to Lohman for three, bam! Brady Lohman hits a three-pointer. He led the Broncos in scoring a season ago with 16 points. He's already got 5 points here. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-8 here in this ballgame. And now here's the steal. Hamburger gets the steal. That's the third turnover on Baker. To Morissot. Back to Hamburger. Shot good. Jake Hamburger with 6 points. Lohman has got five. Morissot's got three. Hastings is out to a 6-point lead early in this ballgame. It's now a 14-8 contest. Baker has got the ball. Julian Mills has got it now. Julian driving inside, gets around Flynn, loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, turnover. Off of the fingertips of Eric Watson, the fourth turnover now in Baker. End of the ball game now for Hastings College. Abu Fall comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Abu Fall, the transfer from the University of St. Louis, 6'7" and a senior. He's going to be a big body in there for Hastings. Morrison has got the ball as he brings her up now for the Broncos. Hastings onto a 6-point lead early. 14-8 is the score. We're almost 5 minutes into the ball game. Here's Fall with the ball, puts a bat in the air, drives, shoots, and scores. Abu Fall scores for Hastings, and Baker calls a timeout. Hastings has opened up an 8-point lead. We got our first timeout of the ball game. It comes with 15:08 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 16 and Baker 8.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
So a good start for the Hastings College men's basketball team. Hastings out on top of Baker by a score of 16-8. We're in the first half here at Lynn Merrill Arena. Nick Collins gets timed out and they come back to their offensive zone now. Here's Julian Mills without here in 3-point territory as he works against Woolman behind the screen. Mills moves it to the left side of the floor, hands it away. Driving inside is Gray. Loses control. Gray grabs it back, but he's out of bounds. Ball was deflected out of his hands there, and he grabs it back on the far sideline, and he's out of bounds. That's turnover number 5 on Hastings College, and here comes 5 new players into the ball game again for Baker. So they have gone already 10 men deep here in the first 5 minutes and 13 seconds of this ball game. Also into the contest for Hastings College will be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald, he missed all of last season with a knee injury, really lit him up the season before. And he was injured right at the beginning of last year. In fact, before Hastings even played a game, he sat out the entire season last year. And he has looked good so far in the preseason workouts from what we understand. Tobin Reinwald into the ball game now for Hastings College. Zach Lena is also in there. Lena's got the ball, moves it down to Fall, down in the low block right side. Loses control of the ball, picks it up in the lane, turnaround, jumper's up there, no good. Down for the rebounds, brought down there by Wilson. Jamal Wilson runs her back now for Baker. Left side to Johnston. 3-pointers off of the mark. No good. We got a foul call and a rebound. A pushing foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Baker, and it's going to go on E.J. Carter. E.J. Carter picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Hastings College. It's going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom, the 5'10" sophomore out of Minden, Nebraska. One of those returners from a season ago. Bloom averaged 5.1 points per ball game last year when the Broncos posted a 20-11 record. He's going to replace Morissot. So now we've got Reinwald and also Bloom into the ball game with Fall and Lohman and also Zach Lena on the floor for head coach Bill Gabers. Here's Lohman. Bounce pass down, low block, left side to Fall. Back out to Lohman. Now to Lena, top of the key. Bloom, free throw line extended right side across the top now. They get it off to Lohman behind the screen, moves it to the right wing, down in the corner to Bloom, back out to Lohman to Fall, top of the key. Fall drives it down the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. And the rebound comes down to Folks. Folks has got it for Baker. Gets it into the hands of Wilson. Runs her back the other way. Contact made. Foul is going to be called. A foul on Hastings College in the drive on Wilson. The personal is going to whistle. He whistled on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 in the Broncos. 13:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings 16 and Baker 8. They play it into Johnston deep in the corner to the left side. Picked up there by Brady Lohman of Hastings. Johnson gets away. Drives it down to the baseline, and now we've got a foul called on Brady Lohman. Lohman picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Baker playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket toward the corner there as Jawan Wilson will play things in for the Wildcats. Wilson looking, and now we've got another whistle out top. Another personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Abu Fall. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 on Hastings College. It'll be Baker playing it in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. That's going to be Wilson. Wilson still looking. And finally gets it in. Way out on top here to Johnston. Johnston near the 10-second line. Moves it over to Wilson on the far side. Wilson now cuts for the basket. His shot in the lane is up there. It's around the rim and down. Jawan Wilson hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 16-10 now. Hastings has a 6-point lead. Zach Lena gets it to Tobin Reinwald out here in 3-point territory. Reinwald around the screen from Lena. Reinwald tries to get rid of it. Does. The ball's tipped into the backcourt. Now contact made, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of a Wildcat, off of the fingertips of Jawan Wilson. Wilson wanted a foul call there on Carson Bloom and didn't get it. Tobin Reinwald will play things in here in the backcourt. 13-17 to play in the first half. Hastings College 16 and Baker 10 in men's college basketball action here tonight. Carson Bloom to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. The fall. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he is hacked in the arm. And a boo fall will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Connor McDaniel. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Wildcats here in this first half of play. A boo fall to the free throw line now for Hastings College. Ball is 6'7" senior. Transfer student from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And a shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hits the back iron straight in the air and down through the hole. A boo fall now with 3 points in the basketball game. Hastings 17 and Baker University 10 in men's college basketball action. A boo fall. His second one is up there. It is good. So Boo has now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings College has opened up an 8-point lead at 18-10. Here's a shot from deep in the left corner by Folks. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom, right-handed dribble, comes back the other way, switches hands, comes into the offensive zone, all the way to the basket. A shot good, and he's fouled. Carson Bloom moves it right to the hole for Hastings, and he is fouled into play. Basket will count. Carson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Jared Folks is guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Baker University Wildcats. The basket counts there. And going to the line for the Broncos is going to be Carson Bloom. Bloom, the product out of Minden, Nebraska. Averaged 5 points per ball game a season ago. He hit 67% from the foul line last year. His shot is up there. It's good. A 3-point play by Carson Bloom, and the Broncos have a 21-10 lead here early in the ball game. 12 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Across the top, that's McDaniel with the ball. McDaniel moves it over here to Johnston. Back to McDaniel. His shot for 3 over fall is up. Good. That's a 3-pointer by Todd Johnston. He had 48% of his 3-pointers a season ago for Baker University. 21-13 is the score now. Hastings out to an 8-point lead. Here's Fall with the ball. Abu Fall spins in a lane, puts it up there. His shot's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. McDaniel grabs it. The ball tipped away and is picked up here by Tobin Reinwald. Turnover number 6 on Baker. Lohman from the corner for 3. Count it. Brady Lohman off to a great start here tonight. He has got 8 points. Hastings out to an 11-point lead, 24-13. The 23rd-ranked team in the country in the preseason poll getting their season started here tonight. Off to a good start. Here's Julian Mills down in the corner. Johnston, 3-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound, Abu Fall. Abu has got it here for Hastings College. Outlet pass comes on the near side to Carson Bloom. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Carson Bloom dribbling with the ball over to Zach Lena. Free throw line extended right side. Zach Lena powers his way into the lane. Ball tipped away. It is loose. Carson Bloom had it. He lost it. It's picked up here by Jawan Wilson. Wilson drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings turns the ball over. Jawan Wilson scores on the other end for Baker. It's a 24-15 ball game. Now the Broncos have a 9-point lead. 11-27 to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Here's Brady Woolman. Contact made out here near the timeline. It's going to go on Johnston. Todd Johnston picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. 24-15. Hastings with a lead here over the Wildcats of Baker University. Hamburger is back into the ballgame now. Goes over to Tobin Reinwald inside now. They get it to Dylan Flynn, who's back into the ballgame. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn in the paint scores for Hastings. 24-15. Broncos now with a 9-point lead. It's by the 11-minute mark. Here's a Gray with the ball. Javonian Gray, who's back into the ballgame. Gray moves it to the elbow. Back outside to Nick Wilson. Wilson to Johnston. Working against Hamburger. Throws it out here to Mills. Dribble penetration. Throws it back out to Johnston for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Jake lobs it inside. Grabbing the ball there is Flynn. His shot is up there and in. Haberger gets the assist. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. And the Broncos have a 13-point lead, 28-15. Here's a Gray with the ball at the free throw line to Johnston. Free throw line extended right side. Moves it down the baseline underneath the basket. Throws it back out on top to Mills. His shot for three. Count it. Julian Mills scoring there, a three-pointer for Baker. 28-18 is the score. Hastings now with a 10-point lead. As we are approaching the halfway point of this first half from Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Flynn, not a Haberger shot. Good. Flynn gets the assist that time. Jake Haberger gets the field goal. Jake has got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings is out to a 12-point lead, 30-18. And here's some contact made in the lane as Baker came driving down the paint there. And the foul is going to be called on Hastings. And in the ball game now for Baker, it's going to be Eric Watson. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Akeem Morissette. That's going to be his second. Akeem just got back in there, and he's hit with a personal foul. So two fouls now on Akeem. 30-18. Hastings with a 12-point lead. There's Johnston with the ball. Comes out on top now. Julian Mills moves to his right. Fires up a 12-footer. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Akeem Morissette. Comes into the offensive zone. Now they get it over here to Tobin Reinwald down to the free throw line to Haberger. His shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out, picked up by Morissette. Goes down on the baseline to Wells. Nice feed to Lena. Shot rather to Dylan Flynn. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn scores. Hastings leading by 14. 32-18 here. Here's a Gray with a ball. Gray moves it over here to E.J. Carter. Carter inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Now to Johnston. Hastings in that tough man-to-man defense. Julian Mills out here in three-point territory. Drives between a couple of Broncos. Knocks down Wells, and a personal foul is going to be called on Brett Wells. Second foul on Brett. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So going to the free throw line now for Baker is going to be Julian Mills. He's got 3 points in the ball game. He was one of the guys that returned from a season ago. They had 5 returners from a year ago, and they posted a 15-14 mark. They were 8-10 in the Heart of America Conference. The rest of these guys have been transfers and junior college players that have joined this team for this year. The shot by Julian Mills is going to be up there is good. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 32-19. Hastings with a lead here early. 9 minutes and 13 seconds to play. You're in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. There's a second shot by Mills. It's in the air. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the corner. Goes out of bounds. Last touch there by E.J. Carter. Carter was the last to touch it. That's going to be Hastings' ball here. Broncos will come the length of the floor, and now Baker is going to apply some pressure back here in backcourt. It's going to be Reinwald inbounding the ball now to Haberger. Brings it back to Tobin. Tobin down the near sideline. They get it to Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn, cross-court pass, goes over deep in the corner to Brady Lohman. Lohman back out to Haberger for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by E.J. Carter. Carter down the far sideline. They want to run. The Mills cuts to the hole, and now we got a palming violation. Julian Mills took it down the far sideline, cut toward the hole, and he's whistled for the palming violation. 7 turnovers on Baker here in the ballgame. Hastings with 4. The Broncos have a 13-point lead, 32-19. Here's Zach Lena driving the ball into the offensive zone for the Broncos. Zach Lena, right side of the lane, comes out to Tobin. Tobin Reinwald dribbles, gets it over here to Haberger. Left side down to Lena. He drives, contact made, foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Julian Mills, I believe. Yeah. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Baker. The first foul on Mills. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will key things in for the Broncos. He gets it into Haberger. His shot from 10 is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Eric Watson. Watson for Baker. Left-handed dribble goes coast to coast to the basket. He goes, his shot, no good. Tip try is up and in. A.J. Carter gets the tip. He's now got 4 points in the ball game, and now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout here. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32 and Baker 21.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Broncos season is up. Good start, 32-21. Mid College basketball action. As the Broncos come back with the ball, here's Carson Bloom around the screen. Set by Jake Hamburger, gets it into the offensive zone. Carson Bloom with it, dribbling with it. Bounce pass goes right side to Zach Lina. Kicks it back out here to Flynn. Flynn down to Woolman. Moves it down in the corner. That's Hamburger. Feeds it down low and the blow block left side to Flynn. Double team goes up with a shot anyway. Left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn with 8 points. Jake Hamburger with 8. Grady Woolman with 8 points. Hastings is out to a 13-point lead. 34-21. E.J. Carter with the ball. E.J. gives it away to Tyrone Parker, who's into the ball game for the first time. Parker moves it over. High side left. On the side of the lane, Todd Johnston has got it. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Hastings. Brady Woolman picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Here comes a Boo Fall back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Dylan Flynn. So Flynn is going to get a quick breather here. 7:49 to play in the first half. Hastings 34 and Baker 21. To the free throw line, Julian Mills. He's got 4 points so far tonight. His first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. He won't get the second one as he misses the front end of the 1-1. Woolman back the other way for Hastings to Fall, right side of the lane. Abu can't come up for the shot. Gets it back outside to Carson Bloom, and we got contact made out there, and the foul called. Foul's going to go on Jawan Wilson. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 now on Baker University. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Reinwald. Coming out is going to be Brady Woolman. So Reinwald back in there, going to the free throw line. For Hastings will be Carson Bloom. Bloom has got 3 points in the ball game on a field goal, and he's 1 of 1 from the free throw line. The shot is up there and in. Carson will have another one. The product out of Minden. Hastings with a 14-point lead. It is 35-21. 7 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Men's college basketball here in the first half. The second one is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Baker. Baker University with the ball. Wilson, he drives it toward the goal. He's hammered on the play there. Carson Bloom back at the defensive end. He is be called with a personal foul. Hastings College women's basketball team. They're playing up in Fremont tonight, the Midland Classic. They're playing Culver Stockton of Missouri. They should be late in the second half. We'll get a score for you coming up here. As Hastings is opening their season on the women's side as well up in Fremont. So the free throw line will be Wilson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll have another one here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Tomorrow, Hastings will play Dakota State. That's coached by a former Hastings College head coach, Jeff Dittman, who's now at Dakota State. So they'll score off tomorrow in the second round of the Midland Classic up in Fremont. Second shot is up there. It's no good. Wilson misses that one. 35-21, the Broncos with a 14-point lead. Hastings with the ball back into the forecourt. Here's Jake Hamburger. That is Zach Lina, the Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald left side of the lane out here in three-point territory. Comes out here between the circles. Now to Jake Hamburger. Brings it back to Reinwald. Reinwald dribbles to the elbow. Jump pass to the far side. Nobody home. Goes out of bounds. Hastings turns it away. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings in the ball game. Baker has got 7. The Broncos with a 14-point lead, 35-21. With 7 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Jawan Wilson with the ball as he walks it across the midcourt stripe here for the Broncos. Carson Bloom right into his grill defensively. Back out of here in the three-point territory. That's Watson with the ball. Watson to the far sideline to Parker. Parker drives it for the hole. Acrobatic shot in the lane is no good. Fall had a rebound. He lost it, and it goes out of bounds. At the bottom, down there around his feet was Tyrone Parker, and Fall kind of lost it out of his hands, out of bounds. Here comes Morissette back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Bloom will check out. Baker will play things in, and they throw the ball away. Eric Watson on the far sideline lost it out of bounds there. So a turnover on Baker, that's their 8th of the ball game. 6:50 remaining here in the first half. It's 35-21. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Akeem Morissette with the ball now for Hastings. Bounce pass comes inside. That's Tobin Reinwald. Shovels off the Fall. Spins in a lane. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Abu Fall. That's going to be the 6th turnover on Hastings College. We'll have Bronco football coming up tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will be in Orange City, Iowa to take on number 21 Northwestern on the air with the pregame show tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, 1 o'clock for the kickoff between Hastings and Northwestern. There's Julian Mills. He was driving the ball down the baseline and lost it out of bounds. He said it was tipped out of his hands. The officials don't agree. It's going to be a turnover on Baker. That's their 9th of the ball game. 35-21. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here comes Akeem into the offensive zone for Hastings. Moves it to the near side of the floor. Comes out here to the hamburger. Reverses it. Goes to the right side. Down to Zach Lena. Foul is going to be called inside. Personal foul on the Broncos. It's going to go on the Tobin Reinwald. That's going to be his first. Tobin picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. And Baker will come back the other direction here. Trailing by 14 points in the ballgame. We've been stuck on this score for a while. 35-21. Hastings with the lead. Jawan Wilson with the ball now for Baker. Comes into the forecourt, dribbles to the top of the key, goes in a high post to Watson, spins down the lane, puts up their one-handed shot, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up here by McDaniel. McDaniel has got it for Baker. Out here in three-point territory to Julian Mills. Mills sends it on the far sideline, or the near sideline. It's going to be out of bounds. They throw it out of bounds. Nobody touched it. It's going to be a turnover on Baker, their 10th of the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. E.J. Carter comes into the ball game now for Baker University. Going to the bench is going to be Eric Watson. Hastings leading by 14 points. It's 35-21. 5:49 to play here in the first half. Hamburger has got the ball. Jake Hamburger to Abu Fall. Now to Tobin Reinwald. 4-3. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Baker. McDaniel had it. And he's going to be hit with a personal foul. No, it's going to be Jake Hamburger. Hamburger picks up the personal foul, trying to jar the ball loose there. They got a piece of Connor McDaniel. First foul on Jake. Going to the free throw line is going to be McDaniel for Baker. It's going to be a one-and-one situation here for Connor. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Connor's hit a three-pointer in the ball game tonight, and he's one out of two from the free throw line. So Connor McDaniel to the stripe here for Baker University, and his shot is up there. The shot is good. McDaniel now with 5 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 13 points at 35-22. Here comes the next shot by McDaniel. It's up there. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. 35-23. Broncos down the near sideline with Akeem Morissot. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for Baker. Morissot goes to Hamburger at the elbow. His shot is no good. Partially deflected, but a foul is going to be called. Jake Hamburger's. They go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called on Tyrone Parker. That's going to be his first. It'll be Hamburger going to the free throw line. So Jake Hamburger, the St. Cecilia product, spent some time at Morningside before transferring back to Hastings. Hamburger played for the Broncos a season ago and averaged 9.2 points per ball game as he hits his first free throw. Hamburger off to a great start here tonight. He's got 9 points. There's a second one. It's up there. It is good. 10 points now for Hamburger. The Hastings lead is now 14 at 37-23. Baker comes back the other direction. Here's Mills with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Tobin Reinwald. Down in the corner now to Parker. Parker brings it over here on the left side to Carter. Puts a man in the air and it goes for the hole. A shot good. E.J. Carter puts it up there one-handed and scores. Nice move there by E.J. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. 37-25. Hastings College leading by 12. Here's Hamburger, 4-3. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Baker. E.J. Carter with a rebound, flips it away now to Wilson. Wilson now to Carter, top of the key. A little hesitation, drives down the right side of the lane to the baseline. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, lost. It comes rolling out here in the three-point territory. Picked up by Mills for Baker. Mills now to Jawan Wilson. Now to Mills on the far side. Contact made, and the foul is going to be called Tobin. Tobin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in this first half of play. And now Baker wants to call a timeout. Baker University wants to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 37, Baker 25.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos with their first game here this evening against Baker University. Hastings will be back in action again next Tuesday. They'll be on the road, the first road game they play at Bellevue University. We'll have several games before the conference season gets underway later on this month. Since the football season wraps up, we'll have all the Bronco games for you, home and away, on your voice for the Broncos for the 2013-2014 season, 1230 KHIS. And the Hastings College women's basketball team, they are playing tonight in Fremont. Hastings had a 41-31 lead at halftime over Culver Stockton out of Missouri. That in the Midland Classic tonight, they should be getting close to the end of that ball game. We'll get you a score here momentarily. Hastings will play Dakota State tomorrow in that Classic up in Fremont. 37-25, Hastings has got the lead. Broncos have held the lead since they took over at 9-8. Going to the free throw line will be Julian Mills. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He's one of the returners from a season ago. He averaged 5.8 points per ball game last year. If Sean is up there, it's going to be no good. He's now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. Todd Johnston is down at the scorer's table. He will check in for the shooter here as soon as Julian Mills gets down at the free throw line. His next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. He'll have to wait. Offensive rebound is brought down there by McDaniel. His shot's going to be blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. And it's going to be Baker University playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. So going out will be Mills. Coming back in is going to be Todd Johnston. Playing the ball in is going to be Connor McDaniel here for Baker. Wildcats wearing their orange uniforms here tonight. Hastings in their home standing whites. They play it in to E.J. Carter down here in the corner. Back outside, back to E.J. Down in the corner to Johnston now. Johnston sends it out to Wilson. Top of the key. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense here. Jump pass out on top to McDaniel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound fall. Abu Fall has got the ball. Comes over here to the near sideline to Jake Hamburger. Jake gets the ball ahead. Now to Tobin Ryan Wall, and the foul is going to be called on Todd Johnston. That's going to be his second foul. Team foul number 9. On Baker University here in the first half of play. Hastings will have some free throws coming up here with Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald is a guy who missed the entire season last year with a knee injury. Back at full strength here this season. Here comes Abu Fall out of the ball game. Checking back in, Dylan Flynn. Hastings with a balanced scoring attack so far. Flynn with 8 points. Brady Woolman with 8. Jake Hamburger has got 10. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Tobin Reinwald. He'll get one more. Hastings has built a 13-point lead now, 38-25. There comes the second shot by Tobin. It's up there. It is good. 39-25. The Broncos with a 14-point lead. As we are approaching the four-minute mark here in the first half, Juwan Wilson with the ball down in the corner to Mills. This shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched here by Hastings. Last touch by Zach Lena down here on the baseline. So it's going to be Baker University playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Juwan Wilson will key things in for the Wildcats. Juwan looking. Two-handed pass. Comes out near the 10-second line. He grabbed there by E.J. Carter. Carter now to Parker. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen. Drives it into the paint. Running one-hander is up there no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Baker ball. Last touch there by Dylan Flynn. So again, Baker will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:53 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Juwan Wilson will play things in. Baseline left side. Wilson holds it. Finally, he gets it in. A count of four. The McDaniel now back to Wilson. His shot in the lane. Too hard. No good. Tip try. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot. No good there by E.J. Carter. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That is Woolman with the ball. Tobin Reinwald down the right sideline. Tobin pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Zach Lena to Tobin. Bounce pass goes inside. Lead it to Dylan Flynn. Flynn is double-teamed. Ball slapped around. Dylan picks her back up, and now a traveling violation. No, we got a foul called. A foul called here on Baker. Tyrone Parker picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Baker University. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. He was a 65% foul shooter a season ago for Hastings. Second leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.6 points per ball game last season. As free throws up there and in, Flynn has now got 9 points here in the ball game tonight. Dylan Flynn will have one more as he eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. He drains that one. Flynn is now in double figures with 10. Carson Bloom comes back into the ball game. Brady Lohman checks out. Hastings has built a 16-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, 41-25. With 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. There's a bounce pass driving for the hole. A shot is up there. No good by Parker. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Reinwald. Two-handed pass down the floor as they get the ball to Dylan Flynn, and he is sent on the play and a foul called. Hastings quickly in transition there. Dylan Flynn is fouling the play by Juwan Wilson. That's going to be the third foul already on Wilson, and that's going to send Flynn back to the free throw line. Devonian Gray comes down to the scorer's table. He's going to check in at the next opportunity here for Baker. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. He's now 3 of 3 from the line. Baker University is a team that's out of the heart of America Conference. They finished 8-10 in their conference last year. They had a winning record at 15-14 overall. Dylan Flynn back to the line here. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be short. No good. Ball tapped around, and it's picked up here by E.J. Carter. Carter gets the ball down in the hands of Gray, who hustles down the far sideline, cuts for the hole, tries to shovel the ball away on the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Long pass down to four, now to Hamburger, drives, shoots, and scores. Jake Hamburger scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings with a 19-point lead, 44-25 with 2:53 to play. Hastings looking good here. Outside to get the ball to Parker. His shot for three is up there, is good. Tyrone Parker scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's 44-28. Hastings with a lead, and now we've got a foul out top. We got a foul out top here. It's going to go on the Wildcats. It's going to go on Devonian Gray. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Carson Bloom. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Carson Bloom hits the free throw, and it's now a 45-28 ball game. Carson will have one more shot here. The next one is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Baker University. There's a Gray with the ball. Gray to a Julian Mills. He drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play as Mills goes tumbling to the ground. The foul here is going to go on Hastings College. It's going to go on Zach Lena. He's got to inform that Brady Lohman has just hit the 1,000 career point margin here for Hastings College. He's got 8 points tonight. He came into the season with 992, so Brady Lohman, now a member of the 1,000-point club here at Hastings College, as he has scored 1,000 points in his career. Julian Mills' free throw is up there and in. He is now 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. They'll have another shot here. It's up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena. So Lena's got the ball for Hastings. It's a 45-29 ball game. As we approach 2 minutes to play here in this first half, there's a nice pass by Flynn. They get the ball to Jake Hamburger, cutting for the basket, and his shot is up and in. Jake Hamburger down the baseline. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and it's 47-29. Hastings College with the lead here in this one. On the far sideline is Parker. His shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger wants to run her back the other way to Carson Bloom. Cuts back to the center of the floor. Back out to Jake. 4-3. His shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to E.J. Carter. Carter runs her back the other way. 2-on-3. Carter drives. Contact made. And a blocking foul is going to be called in Hastings. The foul here is going to go on to Carson Bloom, who took the hit there. But he gets hit with a personal foul. It's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus in the Broncos. E.J. Carter to the free throw line. He'll have two shots here. His first one is up there, and it's going to be good. E.J. Carter, he's now got 7 points in the ball game. 47-30 is the score. Hastings College with a 17-point lead here in this one. E.J. Carter will have one more as he toes the mark here for Baker University. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim, falls off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got it down to Carson Bloom, so the Broncos with a 17-point lead, under 2 minutes to play here in this one. We're in the first half of play at the Osborne Sports Complex. Alex Thayer is into the ball game now. He's a product out of Superior, seeing his first playing time of the season here tonight. Carson Bloom moves it over to Thayer. Entry pass, it's going to be too far. That's going to be intercepted here by Baker University. Broncos have 7 turnovers. There's a pass down the floor. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And now a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. Broncos getting back on defense, but a personal foul is called here as they knock the ball away. The foul is going to go on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his first. Hastings College women leading Culver Stockton of Missouri 70-58. They've got 3 minutes to play at the Midland Classic up in Fremont. So the Hastings College women's basketball team, they're opening up their season. Looks like a win here tonight. Tyrone Parker to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. He's got 3 points in the ball game. Coming in now is going to be Eric Watson. Watson will check in. E.J. Carter will come to the bench. A seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings grabbed the lead at 9-8, and that's a lead they have not relinquished here in this first half of play. They've built the thing up to 17 points. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Shot is up there. No good by McDaniel. And now we got a foul called. A foul again on Hastings College. That's going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his third foul. And going to the free throw line for Baker is going to be Connor McDaniel. McDaniel's got 6 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. He's now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. One thing about it, Hastings going to be very deep on the bench here. So they get a couple of guys in foul trouble in the future. There's plenty of guys to come in off the bench. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Andrew Pryor. So Pryor comes into the ball game now for the first time. He's a 6'3" and senior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. 47-32 is the score. Hastings has got the lead. Pryor with the ball. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Hamburger. Comes out now to Alex Thayer. Back outside to Pryor. Skip pass down in the corner to Hamburger. On the wing, that's Thayer. Back down to Hamburger. Now to Thayer. Moves it around the screen from Dylan Flynn. Out here in three-point territory. There's a pass that's going to be deflected, but picked up on the baseline. To Pryor. Now to Lena. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn, and he's going to be fouled in play. Hastings misses on a golden opportunity right there, right underneath the basket. And a foul is going to be called here on Baker University. The foul is going to go on Connor McDaniel. That's going to be his second. That's going to be 10 fouls plus now on Baker. And Hastings will go to the free throw line with Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 11 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Jake Hamburger leading the charge so far. He has got 14. Dylan Flynn, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here for Hastings. Flynn eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and down. He'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Baker is going to be Nick Wilson. Nick Wilson, a 6'7" sophomore from Paola, Kansas, checks into the basketball game for the Wildcats of Baker. Here comes the next shot by Flynn. It's up there. It's good. So Dylan Flynn cans a pair of free throws. Under a minute to play here in the first half. 49-32. Hastings College with a 17-point lead. And now we got a battle for the ball down there. A jump ball is called just to the left of the basket down here in the baseline. Falling down with it for Baker University was Eric Watson. He was then tied up by a couple of Broncos. Alternating jump, but it'll go back to Baker here. So play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Now the officials are going to confer and make sure that's the case here. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. And now the officials coming over here to the scores table to make sure the jump ball situation is correct. Tomorrow we'll have Hastings College football for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will be in Orange City, Iowa, to take on the Red Raiders of Northwestern, nationally ranked number 21 in the latest polls. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Pregame show with the coach at 12 o'clock noon here on 1230 KHIS. Baker University plays the ball in here into the backcourt. Julian Mills will go back into the backcourt to retrieve it here for the Wildcats. Comes back into the offensive zone, now drives it to the hole, and another foul is going to be called. Another foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Andrew Pryor. That's going to be his first. First foul on Pryor. Hastings well, way over the 10-foul limit here in this first half of play. So this will be a two-shot foul again. And going to the line is going to be Julian Mills for Baker University. He's got 5 points in the contest. Just 2 out of 8 from the free throw line for Mills. He's been there a lot. Shot is up there. He's going to be good. He'll get one more. Morissant comes back into the ball game. Lohman comes back in. Alex Thayer checks back out, and Pryor checks out. Goes to the bench here. 27 seconds to play here in the first half. 49-33. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It comes on the near side. Battle four down in the baseline. It's going to be a whistle. Are we going to have a foul called here or what? No, we're going to have a jump ball called. Officials are conferring down there deep in the corner. They finally call it jump ball. Now Hastings will get it on the alternating jump. Jake Hamburger will play things in. 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings rolling along here in the game number one, 49-33. Hastings out on top. Here's a Morissette with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Morissette, bounce pass. Dylan Flynn gets it to Hamburger now. Left side of the lane. Back to Flynn with his back to the basket. Spins toward the baseline. Goes for the hole. Shot is up there and in. Nice move to the hole there by Dylan Flynn. He's got 15 points. 49-33. Coming back the other way. Here's a long-range jumper by Mills. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. The Hastings College men's basketball team off and rolling here for the 2013-2014 season. At halftime, Hastings has got the lead over Baker. The score, Hastings 51, Baker 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with the lead here in halftime. The score is 51-33. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, piece of pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Broncos out on top of Baker University here at halftime. The score is 51-33. Seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings was trailing 8-7. Well, they went on a 9-0 run over Baker to grab a 16-8 lead. And that's the lead that Hastings has not relinquished here in the ball game. And now they have built that thing up to 18 points here at the break. The score is 51-33. Hastings is being led by Dylan Flynn and Jake Hamburger. They have accounted for 29 out of the 51 points so far in the contest. Dylan Flynn has got 5 field goals, and he is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the contest here for Hastings College in the first half. Jake Hamburger, he has got 14 points. Hamburger has got 6 two-point field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Brady Lohman, he has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and he's got a two-point field goal. Lohman has got 8 points. Carson Bloom has got a field goal, and he is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He has got 5. Abu Fall, he has got 4 points today. He's got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Akeem Morsan has hit a three-pointer. He's got 3. And Tobin Ryanwald, a couple of free throws. He has got 2 points. Hastings is 14 out of 17 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Baker University, they are 9 out of 21 from the line. Nobody in double figures yet for the Wildcats. Connor McDaniel, he has got 8 points. He's knocked down a 3, and he is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. E.J. Carter, He has got three field goals, and he has one out of two from the free throw line. He's got seven. Juwan Wilson, he's got three field goals. Ian Mills, he's got 6 points. He's knocked down a tray, and he is three out of ten from the free throw line. The other scorers for the Wildcats, you've got Todd Johnston. He has got a three-pointer for 3 points, and Tyrone Parker, he has got a field goal, a three-pointer for 3 points. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Hastings with a lead here over Baker University. The score is 51-33. Now with 2 minutes to play up in Fremont. 20 seconds to play. All right, 75-64. Hastings has got the lead. So 75-64, Hastings has got the lead over Culver Stockton out of Missouri. And in the first round of the Midland Classic up in Fremont. Shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight for Baker University. They're hitting just 34% from the field in the first half, 10 out of 29. On three-pointers, they're 4 out of 12 for 33%. On free throws, 9 of 21 for 42%. Hastings College hitting 63% from the field in the first half. They're 17 out of 27. Broncos hitting 42% of their three-pointers at 3 out of 7. They're 14 out of 17 from the free throw line for 82%. The rebounds, Hastings winning that war 20-17. The Broncos have 8 turnovers in the first half compared to 14 for Baker University. The Broncos have 1 steal, actually 9 steals and 1 block shot. Baker has got 2 steals and no block shots. Again, Hastings College out on top of Baker University here at halftime on a score of 51-33. Again, the halftime show tonight is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Get it delivered. Coming up next, we've got Hastings College Spotlight, and then the second half straight ahead from the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, at halftime, it's Hastings 51, Baker University 33.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
Good evening and welcome to the first installment of the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS, brought to you by Hastings College. We are back here at the KHS Sports Studios, and I am joined by the Sports Information Director at Hastings College, Adam Mazur, with us on the first installment of the Hastings College Spotlight show. Adam, appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
Adam, we brought you on for the Hastings College Spotlight for this first show because there's right now there's a lot going on. There's a lot of excitement building about this year's basketball team in particular with the with Coach Bill Gavers returning to the men's basketball program at Hastings College. A lot of excitement building on campus.
Yeah, actually, there is a lot of excitement. You know, I mean, he takes over a team last year finished 20-11. There's a lot of offensive explosion coming back. You bring back Tobin Reinwald, and then you've also brought in a couple of recruits that can help, whether it's at the recruiting position in Akeem Morrisant or Ibu Fall, who comes to us from University of Missouri St. Louis, who helps us inside. He complements Dylan Flynn very well. Dylan Flynn's more of your finesse guy inside, when you'll have Ibu Fall, who can bring some size and strength inside to help against some of those teams. You know, when you look at Northwestern or Doan, or of course Morningside, that bring a little bit more size and presence. Dort, you know, so that'll help there. But you know, we're still going to be able to score. He brings a defensive mindset to the team. Coach Gavers does, and that's going to be something that I know a lot of people are excited about. And he's well known around the area. He graduated from Hastings College in the late 80s, played on some really good teams under Mike Trader, made the national tournament, and of course, now you bring that back. He's got a lot of presence around the area, so I think that generates a lot of hype as well. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what he can do, you know, with the offensive firepower. He's a defensive-minded coach, so it should be a lot of fun this season to really see what this team is capable of.
You know, just as far as Coach Gavers is concerned and as far as the Hastings College campus is concerned, it's sort of really kind of connecting this new era of Hastings College basketball to eras past. And there's even, you know, special celebrations going on really kind of throughout the basketball season with, as you look back even at Coach Coach Farrell. Talk about connecting the past and present here and some of the events that are going on.
Well, there's a lot of different things that bring this whole thing together. You go back to the 1963 team that we're going to honor January 11th, I do believe, when UNK comes to town. And it's going to be one of those great things where 1963 was Doc Farrell's first team that went to the national tournament. And, you know, when we're able to bring those guys back to campus, and it's going to be, actually, it's January 12th. I take that back. But it's one thing where you can honor that, bring back some history, and then, you know, there's other history in there. Of course, Mike Trader took over after Doc Farrell retired, and then he brought in a lot of great basketball teams and players. Of course, Bill Gavers, he's also in the Athletic Hall of Fame here at Hastings College. So he's one of those guys that, you know, you've got some tradition from back in the 80s and 90s, and then Mike Trader carries it over. And so we want to be able to try and tie a lot of these things in. I know this type of community in Hastings really likes to tie back to a lot of the old things that went on, and this is a great way to do it. We're going to recognize this team from 1963, and then you turn around and you're going to have a great opportunity to see that. And now we're going to bring in a new implementation, a different style of coach, a guy that's really defensive minded. And then, you know, you do it with an old rivalry in UNK, a team that just bounced back and forth, really went at it back in the days when they were Kearney State. Mike Trader has a lot of history there. Bill Gavers has a lot of history there. So when you add all of this together, and then you also really recognize a team, you know, a great team back in 1963, it's really starting to tie a lot of these things in. And then if we get the community involved, I think we can really start to see this evolve over time. And maybe we can rekindle a little bit of that fire with UNK as well, bringing some history. So there's a lot of implementation that's going in here. And I know Mike Trader's really been firing hard to make this a big deal, make this a big event. And I think it will be. And this team's really going to be able to dictate that, because I think they're set up to have a great season. And, you know, they can really do that. If they get their defensive mindset going, it's really going to bring back some of those mentalities of the Doc Farrell era, Mike Trader era, the way Bill Gavers was trained, and now he can bring his coaching philosophies in, and it just ties everything in together. And that day could be a really special day when we go in and honor that 1963 basketball team under Doc Farrell.
Adam, for those that might be new to the Hastings College basketball program, or maybe new listeners to the basketball broadcast, sort of explain the rivalry and try to put it in terms for those that weren't around or weren't on campus back when UNK and Hastings College was the main event for the evening.
Well, when you go back in time, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously, we haven't played them in football for a long time, but that was something that also carried over into basketball season. So there was, and you know, the close proximity, of course, they were NAIA then, so we played them a lot more, especially in every sport. Once they went Division II, things have kind of tapered off. Different rules, regulations, teams have kind of gone in different directions, you know, in every aspect. But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school. That was just the way it was. And that rivalry's kind of disappeared a little bit, and I know Mike Trader, he's been a part of it. He wants to really rekindle that fire. And so hopefully doing something like this, bringing some of the old with guys that have been part of the program for a long time, along with the new, it's going to start to rekindle a little bit of that fire, storytelling from the 1963 squad through Mike Trader, through Bill Gavers that has been through this. And, you know, the new guys aren't going to necessarily know it until you start hearing some of those stories and start building that fire again, bringing some of the old coaches back into play from way back then, especially with UNK. Once you do that, the fire gets rekindled. This is a rivalry that can really start to pick back up, and it could also potentially in the future carry over to other departments, not just basketball. It could also be, you know, football or other sports, women's basketball as well. So, you know, there's other things that this could start to really rekindle that fire. It doesn't matter if it's Division II or NAI. You can still play each other, and if we can build that up, I tell you what, that's really going to create a lot of buzz around this area, and hopefully in Kearney too, because if you get a home and home, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, this could be the foundation of that, and that would be fantastic.
Well, and we are going to be hearing several of those stories on the Hastings College Spotlight as we progress through the Hastings College basketball season this year here on 1230 KHS. Once again, January 12th, the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's first national tournament team, and that's going to be celebrated and honored at a game against UNK at Hastings College. Adam Mazur, the Sports Information Director, joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight program. Adam, I know that we'll be talking with you several times throughout the basketball season, so we will keep in touch. We appreciate the information, and happy start to the basketball season here for Hastings College.
All right, we appreciate it, Tyson, and I absolutely love doing this stuff, and we look forward to doing it in the future.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
All right, absolutely.
It's the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Stay tuned to Hastings College Basketball. We'll get you out to the second half, Hastings College versus Baker University, right here on 1230 KHS.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Dylan Flynn hits a field goal for Hastings College. He's now got 17 points in the ball game. Hastings is out to a 20-point lead now. Just underway here in the second half. It's 53-33. Baker then trying to inbound the pass off of the far sideline and gets hit with a 5-second violation. So a turnover on Baker. That's their 15th of the ball game. Hastings with their largest lead of the contest now at 20 points. 53-33 here in men's college basketball action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Down on the baseline is going to be Wells. Wells behind his screen. Moves it out here in the three-point territory to Morsat. Morsat Gets it now to Brady Lohman. Down inside, here's a shot by Wells. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It is picked up here by Baker University. E.J. Carter running back the other way to Wilson. Back out to E.J. for three. Shot good. E.J. Carter scores here for Baker. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 53-36. Hastings in the lead. Now with 18-15 left in the basketball game. We got a personal foul out top. It's going to go on Wells. Wells trying to set a screen out here between the circles. He gets hit with a personal foul. That's the third one on Brent Wells. That's team foul number one in Hastings here in the second half. Hastings College with a 51-33 lead at halftime is now 53-36. Hastings with a lead here in the second half. Jawan Wilson has got the ball. Goes over to E.J. Carter, trying to drive the ball now against Flynn. His shot is up there and in. E.J. Carter, turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane. He's got 12 points. And the Wildcats are back to within 15, driving for the hole as Wells. His shot is up and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Brent Wells, the St. Paul native there. 55-38 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Here's a Jawan Wilson with the ball across the top. They get it to McDaniel. Now to Johnston. Drives it down the lane. Puts it up there one-handed. His shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Lohman had it. He lost it. The scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. And grabbing the ball down on the baseline and calling the timeout down here is Jared Falks. So Falks saves the possession for Baker. They will have the ball. We've got a timeout. 17:35 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55 and Baker University 38.
Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Our Baker University will inbound the ball baseline left side. Underneath their own basket, they should come out here to Todd Johnston. Johnston swings it over to Wilson. Penetrates inside, and now we got a foul called. Johnston got it over there to Jawan Wilson. And a foul is going to be called here on Brett Wells. That's going to be his fourth. So Wells will check out. Into the ball game now will be Zach Lena for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in this second half of play. Hastings out on top 55-38 with 17:31 to play here in the contest. It'll be Baker University inbounding the ball underneath their own basket to the left side. Jawan Wilson will key things in for the Wildcats. Wilson looking, and finally has to come way into the backcourt here. Falks will grab it. Right at his face is going to be Hamburger. Falks will get the ball away now to Wilson. He drives it down the lane. Acrobatic shot in the lane is going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball being tapped around is picked down again by Connor McDaniel. Another shot at the basket here. Here's Wilson out of the baseline. Wilson picked up by Hamburger of Hastings as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. There's E.J. Carter on the baseline. His 15-footer, no good. Battle for the rebound picked up here by Akeem Morissette. Morissette comes back for Hastings College, streaking down the left sideline. Gets it out between the circles, now to Hamburger, now to Akeem. Bombs it inside. Flynn grabs it, shoots and scores. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 19 points in the ballgame. Hastings 57 and Baker University 38. E.J. Carter with the ball. E.J. holds it out here in three-point territory. Good defense here by Hastings College. Dylan Flynn right in his grill on defense. Here's Wilson. Free throw line jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound McDaniel. He is set on the play and the foul is called. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. Broncos had a ton of fouls in that first half of play. In fact, they were whistled for 16 fouls in the first half alone. Baker University shot 21 free throws in the first half. 57-38. Hastings with a lead. There's a Jason Wilson with the ball, or Jawan Wilson. As he backs up near the 10-second line, now runs the play behind the screen from E.J. Carter, drives it down the lane, dumps it off down low. A shot is up and in. Connor McDaniel scores there. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 57-40. The Broncos with a 17-point lead. Wolman dribbles underneath the basket, gets it out to Zach Lena. Zach Lena drives it into the paint, kicks it back out here to Wolman. Free throw line extended left side. Wolman, that is Zach, drives it down the lane. Contact made, and a blocking foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on Baker University to go on E.J. Carter. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number one of the Wildcats here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. Going out will be Jake Hamburger. Checking in for Baker University will be Eric Watson. Also coming in will be Tyrone Parker. Coming out is going to be Johnston and also E.J. Carter. Hastings will play it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16:02 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings leading by 17 points. They led by 18 at the end of the first half. Brady Lohman will key things in for the Broncos. Baseline left side. Lohman has got the ball, looking to play it in. He finally does, gets it in here to Dylan Flynn. Flynn drives into the lane. His shot is up and in. Puts it up there again, left-handed. Dylan Flynn has got 21 points in the ball game for Hastings College. It's now a 59-40 ball game. Hastings with a 19-point lead. Here's McDaniel driving down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here in the wing to a Parker. Inside the free throw circle. Guarded there by Hastings, and a foul is called. A foul here is going to go on Woolman. That's going to be his third. So Hastings getting in some foul trouble. Fortunately enough, they've got a very deep bench here. Coming in is going to be Carson Bloom now, and Woolman will come out. So now Wells has got four. Brady Lohman has got three. Zach Lena has got three. A couple of guys with two personal fouls. Baker University will play things in. Juwan Wilson with the ball. Lobs it again into the backcourt. Retrieved there by Tyrone Parker. And Parker will bring things up. Drops it back across the 10-second line. Picked up there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Lobs it to the right sideline to Wilson. Takes it down to the baseline. A little five-footer is up there. No good. Lena had the rebound. He lost it. He goes out of bounds. That's going to be Baker University ball. Lena trying to save that from going out of bounds, but it was stumping on the end line. Baker will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Juwan Wilson will get it in here. Derek Watson. Eric Watson now spins toward the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings College. Dylan Flynn with the board. The Carson Bloom now to Morrison into the forecourt. Nice pass down to the baseline to Lena. Foul called. Lena moving in from the left corner toward the goal, and he is fouled into play there by Baker University. Connor McDaniel picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul. Number three in the Wildcats. It'll be Hastings playing things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Morissette will get it in to a Dylan Flynn. Two-handed pass comes out to the top of the key to Carson Bloom. Not to Lena. Bounce pass inside to Flynn. Spins. Contact made. Flynn puts it up there. It's good. We'll see if it counts. I think the foul occurred before the shot here. The personal is going to be whistled on Eric Watson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Baker. Into the ball game now for Hastings. A boo fall. Ball comes in. Coming out will be Flynn. Going off to a great start tonight. 21 points. No free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. A boo fall will play it in. They get it to Zach Lena, outside down to Morissette. Inside to fall. He has a basketball stripped away. It is picked up here by Parker. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Parker now falls down, coming back the other way. And a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. It's going to go on Reinwald. Tobin picks up his third personal foul. So three fouls now on Tobin. No free throws here. That's only team foul number five in the Broncos. Here comes Hamburger back in. Tobin checks out. So Jake Hamburger comes back into the ball game. It'll be Baker University inbounding the ball off the far sideline. Juwan Wilson will play things in. Now they got some housekeeping done here at the free throw line. Hastings College women's basketball team, they open up the season tonight in Fremont at the Midland Classic. They beat Culver Stockton out of Missouri by a score of 77-64. Hastings College women's 77, Culver Stockton of Missouri 64. First round of the Midland Classic. They will play again tomorrow against Dakota State. That's a team that's coached by former Hastings College head women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. They lob it in the lane. The ball's tipped away, and Hastings has got it on the Baker turnover. Here comes a Carson Bloom with the ball. Now to Zach Lena. Drives it toward the basket. His shot is up there and in. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos with their biggest lead of the ball game at 21 points. 61-40 is the score. With 14:40 remaining here in the contest. Here's Eric Watson on the baseline. It's over into the corner on the right side to Fulks. Double team. Fulks goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Abu Fall. Fall gives it away to a Morissette. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be tipped away. Trying to get it to Zach Lena. The ball is tipped away there by Jared Fulks. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Akeem Morissette inbounding the ball here for the Broncos to Fall in the lane. The basketball stripped away again. It is picked up by Watson coming back the other way. Watson gets it off to Parker. Now we got a foul call as Parker got rid of the ball. Down to Jawan Wilson cutting for the basket. And Hastings guilty of another foul here. That's going to go on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number six on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Jawan Wilson. He has got 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. He's 0-2 from the free throw line. And Wilson will go to the line now for Baker University. This will be a two-shot foul. He's mauled in the act of shooting. The sign up there is going to be good. He'll get one more. Out of the scorers table, checking in will be Dylan Flynn. Checking out will be Zach Lena. Hastings with a 20-point lead, 61-41. Broncos will play their first road game of the season on Tuesday night. They'll play at Bellevue University against the Bruins. Sound from the free throw line is going to be no good by Wilson. The ball is rebounded here by Abu Fall. Ball now to Morissette. Hustles into the forecourt. Nice pass down in the corner to Carson. His shot for three is off the mark. No good. Ball tapped out by Hamburger, but it's picked up here by Parker. He brings it back 2-on-2. Parker to the hole. His shot good. Tyrone Parker scores for Baker. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 61-43. Hastings with an 18-point lead. Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson gets it into the hands to Akeem Morissette. Akeem directing some traffic here. Leads the ball back out here to Carson Bloom. Now to Akeem Morissette. Down in the corner to Jake Hamburger. His pass is deflected. It's loose on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 13:43 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 61 and Baker University 43. Opening ball game of the 2013-2014 season. There's Dylan Flynn again in the lane. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn with 23 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. E.J. Carter drives it down the right side of the lane. Stops there as Abu Fall comes out to guard him. Here's Wilson. He drives it toward the hole. Dumps it off down to the baseline. His shot is both no good by Watson. It's going to be partially deflected by Fall. Abu gets it back. Long pass down the floor, and they throw the ball away. So they make the play down here on the defensive end, and they throw the ball away back here. Going back the other direction, that's going to be 12 turnovers on Hastings College. Hastings 63 and Baker 43. Hastings has had the lead since they took the advantage at 9-8 early in this ballgame. Driving is going to be Wilson. His shot is up there and in. Jawan Wilson scores for Baker. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. And now Baker wants to call a timeout. Baker University calls a timeout. We're 7 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, it is Hastings 63, Baker 45.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll head for Orange City, Iowa after this one here tonight. We'll have Hastings College football for you on 1230 KHAS tomorrow. The Broncos taking on number 21 Northwestern. The Red Raiders of Northwestern on the air with the Tony Harper Pepsi pregame show at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. The kickoff will be at 1 o'clock. Hastings trying to break a six-game losing streak tomorrow. They won their first ball game of the season against Kansas Wesleyan. We have not won since. The Broncos are trying to pull off an upset tomorrow against number 21 Northwestern. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska football team, they will play Northwestern tomorrow at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Airtime will be at 9:30 on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. The kickoff tomorrow for the Huskers will occur at 2:30. 63-45 here. Men's college basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos rolling to their first victory of the season here tonight if they can keep things up. Hamburger's got it. Now to Morissette. Now to Hamburger again. Free throw line extended left side. Looks like Baker has gone to a zone. Here's Morissette for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mills. Julian Mills runs her back the other way, gets it over to Wilson. He drives it to the free throw line, kicks it out here to Parker for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Abu Fall. Fall has got it now to Morissette. Runs it down the right sideline. Cross-court pass goes to Lohman. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wilson. Wilson has got it now for Baker University. He drives it all the way, coast to coast. Now gives it off down here in the baseline. A shot is up and in. Eric Watson scores on the assist from Jawan Wilson. It's now 63-47. Hastings College with the lead. Morrison has got the ball now to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Swings it left side. Woolman has got it. Double team. The Wildcats. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number four on Baker here in the ballgame. In the second half, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side, our new thrown basket. Brady Lohman will trigger things in. Right underneath the basket, and shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn broke loose. He gets the easy field goal. Dylan Flynn on fire. He's got 25.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
11 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos have the advantage in men's college basketball. Here's a Todd Johnston with the ball. Johnston gets it to Eric Watson. He drives it down to the baseline. A little 10-footer is going to be in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells has got the ball for Hastings College. Gets it away now to a Jake Hamburg. Comes into the offensive scoring zone to a Key Morrisot. Over to a Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Morrisot. Cross-court pass comes over here to Hamburger. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Lohman open for three. Takes a shot. It's up and in. Brady Lohman hits a three-pointer. He's now got 11 points in the ball game, 68-47. Hastings again with a 21-point lead. Jawan Wilson with the ball. Now to Eric Watson, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. That's going to go on to Boo Fall. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number seven on Hastings. That's one thing that the coach is not going to be happy with. Hastings with a ton of fouls in this basketball game here tonight. Going to the free throw line will be Eric Watson. Watson, he's got 2 points in the contest on a field goal. First time he's been to the free throw line here tonight. Baker had 21 free throws in the first half alone. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Boo Fall. Out pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Watson. And then Watson is hit with an over and back violation as he got the ball into the hands of Johnston. So Hastings turns it over for the 13th time. Baker University has now got 18 turnovers. Hastings will play things in. 10 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the contest tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena. With the ball is Akeem Morrisot. Gets it in now to Brady Lohman at the elbow, right side of the lane. Back out to Akeem, top of the key. Now to Lohman. Lohman on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu Fall. Abu spinning in the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Abu Fall hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. It's now 70-47. Hastings College with the lead now. As we approach the 10-minute mark here in this one, top of the key. Wilson for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Lohman has got it for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone to Akeem Morrisot down in the corner. Hamburger shot up there for three. No good. Rebound comes down here to Eric Watson. Watson runs her back the other way for Baker. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Eric Watson driving the ball to the hole there for the Wildcats of Baker University. Personal foul is whistled on Akeem Morrisot. That's going to be his third in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line for Baker will be Eric Watson. Watson has got 2 points in the ballgame. 0-1 from the free throw line. He'll have a two-shot situation or one-and-one situation here. It's going to be a two-shot foul. The first one is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Devonian Gray comes back into the ballgame now. Jared Falks comes back in. 9:59 to play here in the first half. Or second half. Hastings out on top 70-47. Broncos led at halftime 51-33. Eric Watson back to the free throw line, toes the mark. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Wells has got it. Brent Wells gets it away now to Akeem Morrison. Down the right sideline. Tobin Reinwald, bounce pass inside to Fall. Turns around, squares around to the basket. Now puts it up there, left-handed shot. No good. Tip try by Wells up and in. Brent Wells comes sliding down the lane. Taps her home. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading 72-47 here in this one. Here's Eric Watson, dribbles the ball into the lane, kicks it out here for three, a three-pointer by Jelani and Gray is going to be good. That's the first field goal for Gray. Hastings with a 22-point lead. Here's Wells, dribbles left to right across the free throw line, kicks it out now to Lohman, shot for three, good. Brady Lohman warming up now. He's got 14 points in the ball game, 75-50. The Billy Gavers era is off to a rolling start here tonight with a 25-point lead. Down on the baseline, here's McDaniel, the shot is up and in. Connor McDaniel scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game. It's 75-52. 9 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Wells. Comes over here to Brady Woolman. Feeds it inside now to Abu Fall. Fall against McDaniel. Cross-court pass goes over to Akeem Morrison. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Eric Watson. Watson has got it for Baker. Outlet pass goes to Gray. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble picked up there by Morrison. Gray has got it. Dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Reverses the ball, gets it to Eric Watson. Watson, now off to Jared Folks as he drives it into the lane, dumps it off to McDaniel. His shot is up and in. Dribble penetration, and Connor McDaniel finally gets the field goal. 75-54. Hastings has got the lead, and now we got a foul called. A foul called here on Brent Wells away from the action. And that's going to be, I think, the fifth foul on Brent Wells as he's going to. No, it's going to go instead on the, let's see, now the officials, yeah, they're going to say five fouls on Brent Wells. So he is out of the ball game now with 8 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the contest. He will leave with 4 points. .826 remaining here in the contest. Brent Wells is out of the ball game now with five personal fouls. And now Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout. All right, Billy Gavers wants to call a timeout here for Hastings College. 8:26 to play in the contest. Hastings 75 and Baker University 54.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 8:26 to play in the basketball game, 75-54. The Broncos have the lead here in this one. Baker University has got it here. Giovanni and Gray has got it. Hastings still in man-to-man defense. Have been man-to-man all night long here tonight. There's a Fulks off of the baseline. Shot from 15. No good. Offensive rebound, E.J. Carter, and he's going to be fouled into play. Another personal foul called there on Hastings College. And this one's going to be whistled on Zach Lena. That's going to be his fourth personal. So Brent Wells was already fouled out of the ball game, and now Zach Lena has got four. Going to the free throw line will be E.J. Carter now for Baker University. E.J. has got 12 points in the ball game. His shot is up there is good. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. E.J. Carter will have one more shot for Baker. They're back within 20 points at 75-55. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings had a 51-33 lead at halftime. 8 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in this basketball game. Akeem Morrison has got the ball. Akeem goes over there to a Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald out in three-point territory. Gets it inside to Lena. Spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. Foul into play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on E.J. Carter. That's going to be his third personal foul. So three fouls now on Carter. We checked that, four fouls. No, it should be three fouls on Carter. That's right. E.J. Carter with three fouls. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Lena's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. He's a 64% foul shooter for the Broncos a year ago. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. A ton of free throws here in the contest here tonight. as you might expect here earlier in the season. Ton of fouls. Zach Lena will have one more. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. The Hastings lead is back up to 21 points at 77-56. Under 8 minutes to go now here in the ball game. Devonian Gray has got the ball. Gray out here in three-point territory. E.J. Carter in the high post, right at the elbow. Hands it away to Johnston. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Akeem Morissette. Akeem running back the other way for Hastings College. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Now to Tobin Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out long to Gray. He brings it back one on three. Goes to the hole. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Bonnie and Gray coming back the other way there for Baker University. The personal foul is going to be called here on Akeem Morissette for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth foul. Going to the free throw line now for Baker University is going to be Javonian Gray. He has got 3 points in the ball game so far on a tray in the first half. And a shot from the stripe is going to be up there and in. That's his first free throw of the night. It's now 77-56. Hastings College, actually 77-57 should be the score by 20 points. Here comes the next one from Gray. It's up there and in. 77-58. Broncos have the lead. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball. Two-handed pass down to Zach Lena. Gets it away to Hamburger. Fires up a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. That's a woman. His shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to E.J. Carter. Carter gets it away down to Gray. Hustles back the other way. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Dylan Flynn of Hastings. So it's going to be Baker University playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:14 to play in the ball game. Hastings 77, Baker 58. Devonte and Gray will inbound the ball back outside to E.J. Carter. Carter at the free throw line puts it up there. Shot good. He banks one home. E.J. Carter banks one home for Baker. He's now got 16 points in the ball game. It's now 77-60. Baker is back to within 17 points here. So Baker just went on a 10-2 run here over Hastings College to cut into the lead. Again, earlier tonight at the Midland Classic in Fremont, the Hastings College women's basketball team beat Culver Stockton out of Missouri by a score of 77-64. Hastings will play Dakota State tomorrow in the second day of the Midland Classic. Hastings College men with a 17-point lead, facing some pressure now in backcourt. This is Tobin Reinwald to Akeem Morrison on the far sideline. Comes to the near side down to Dylan Flynn as they get it into the offensive zone. Morrison down to Lohman, now to Akeem. Akeem comes across the top. That's going to be Reinwald with the ball. Tobin Reinwald around the screen, moves it to the top of the key. Tobin moves it down here on the right side to Dylan Flynn. Drives the baseline, puts up a 10-footer. His shot no good. Rebound, Jared Foulkes. Foulkes has got it now to Javonian Gray. Gray down the right sideline. Gray moves it into the offensive zone. Moves it down in the corner. Here's a jumper. His shot's going to be no good. Morrison grabs the rebound. Akeem comes back the other way. Three on three. Nice pass to Reinwald. Shoots and scores. Tobin Reinwald, that's his first field goal of the night. Tobin Reinwald down with 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by a score of 79-60. There's E.J. Carter with the ball. E.J. down to Foulkes. His baseline jumper is up there. It's going to be good, and he's going to be fouling the play. Reinwald slid over there late and got a piece of him. Tobin picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. And going to the free throw line is going to be Foulkes for Baker University. Foulkes has got 2 points in the ball game. That was his first field goal he has made tonight. He'll have a free throw situation coming up here as he tries to convert on a three-point play for the Wildcats of Baker University. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It is good. So a three-point play coming into the ball game now. Julian Mills for Baker University. Going out is going to be Foulkes. So Mills is back in. The Wildcats will apply some pressure here in backcourt. They're trailing by 16 points at 79-63. Tobin Reinwald will play things in. There's Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady Lohman on the dribble. Right-headed as he gets it into the offensive zone. He works on top against the Todd Johnston. Gets the ball into the hands now of Akeem Morissette, picked up by Johnston on the switch. Bounce pass goes inside down to Dylan Flynn. Double team back out to Akeem. Open on the wing, but he won't take the shot. Akeem Morissette now with 14 on the shot clock. Gets it to a Zach Lena. Free throw line extended. Left side, Zach Lena. Out to Akeem Morissette now with 7 on the shot clock. Akeem throws up an off-balance 3. His shot is going to be no good. Does not draw iron. Rebound comes down to Baker. Long pass down the floor is intercepted. Intercepted by Morissette. Bounce pass goes inside. It's to nobody as it goes out of bounds. Morissette bounce pass down the lane. Nobody was home. It goes trickling out of bounds. Another turnover on Hastings. That's their 14th of the ball game. 5:35 to play in the contest. Hastings leading by a score of 79-63. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Giovanni and Gray with the ball off to Julian Mills. Mills trying to penetrate as he angles in from the right wing. And a foul is going to be called here. A foul here is going to be called on Tobin Reinwald. And I think that's number 5 on Tobin Reinwald. Yes, he's the second Bronco to foul out of the ball game. So Tobin, he will leave with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. He's going to join Brent Wells on the bench with 5 personal fouls. Going to the free throw line is going to be Julian Mills. So Tobin is out of the ball game now for Hastings. And coming in is going to be Jake Hamburger. Also coming in for the Broncos will be Abu Fall. Coming to the bench will be Dylan Flynn as well. The free throw line now for the Baker University Wildcats will be Julian Mills. Mills has got 6 points in the ball game. He puts it up there and the shot is good. Mills is now 4 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. He's been there a bunch. One of the returners from a season ago for the Wildcats. He averaged 5.8 points per ball game last year. Here's the next free throw. It's up there. It's going to be good. And the score is now 79-65. A 14-point lead here for Hastings College. Broncos have the ball here in backcourt. Here's Jake Hamburger. He hustles into the forecourt as we approach the 5-minute mark here in this one. Zach Lena back out to Akeem Morissot. Akeem picked up there by Gray. They get it to Hamburger at the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to Akeem Morissot. Bounce pass to Zach Lena down to the baseline. Zach dribbles with the ball. Now spins on the baseline, trying to put it up to over there. Carter, your shot is up and in. Zach Lena scores there for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 81-65. Hastings with the advantage. Down the right sideline, dribbling on the ball is Giovanni and Gray. Gray with it now as he moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Works it against the key, Morissot. Now gives it up over on the right side to Connor McDaniel. McDaniel now to Johnston. Back to McDaniel. Now he loses control of the ball. A scramble is on over there, and the ball's going to be taken away by Zach Lena. Lena has got it here for Hastings College. Gets it into the hands now of Brady Woolman. Now to Hamburger down in the corner for 3. Shot good. Jake Hamburger hits a 3 ball. He's now got 17 in the ball game. Hastings back on top by 19 points. It is 84-65 Broncos. We're down to 4:15 to play here in the ball game. Here's a Gray with the ball. Gray, now to Mills. Spins at the elbow. Nice move to Lane. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Brady Woolman with the ball for Hastings College. And Hastings will hold things up now. They've got the lead. Brady Woolman comes into the offensive zone here. Picked up by Todd Johnston. Bounce pass down the near sideline. They get it to a Zach Lena. Back out to Akeem Morissot. Out here in 3-point territory. Morissot drilling on the ball. Bounce pass right in front of the Bronco bench. Now to Woolman. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there. Nice move. Puts up a shot on the baseline. No good. Temp tried by Lena. No good. Rebound is loose and Woolman has got it again. Brady Woolman moves it over here to Hamburger. Hamburger drives through the basket. His shot is up here. It's no good, but he's fouling to play. Hamburger is fouling to play as he drives that ball to the basket. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Baker University. It's going to go on Julian Mills. That's going to be his 3rd foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Jake Hamburger. So the Broncos getting a big performance tonight from Dylan Flynn. Also Jake Hamburger in double figures. Brady Lohman in double figures as well. Hamburger will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 of 3 from the stripe tonight. Here comes 5 new players into the ballgame now for Baker University. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in this one. Hastings College with a lead over Baker University. The score is 84-65. Second one for Jake Hamburger is in the air. That one is no good as it rattles out of there. And the rebound comes down to Eric Watson. Watson now to Wilson into the forecourt. Over here on the near sideline, driving the baseline and missing is Folks. Gets an own rebound, goes back up and scores. Jared Folks scores there, and now Baker wants to call a timeout. Baker University calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play. And the basketball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 84, Baker 67.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play in this basketball game. 84-67 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. The Broncos had a 51-33 lead at halftime here tonight. And they have not been challenged. They took over the lead at 9-8 early in the first half, and they have not relinquished that lead. And Baker did not mount a challenge after Hastings had the double-digit lead in that first half of play. Just kind of maintaining themselves here, trying to finish off their first victory under the Billy Gabers administration here at Hastings College. Here's Zach Lena with the ball. Back out between the rings to Akeem Morissot. Feeds it inside. The ball tipped away from Fall. It's going to be picked up here by Juwan Wilson. Long pass down the floor to Watson. He drives, shoots, and scores. Eric Watson scoring there for Baker University. He's got 4 points. Hastings now leading by a score of 84-69 with 2:48 to play here in this one. Here's Akeem Morissot down the left sideline. Feeds it down in the corner down to Brady Lohman. Two-handed pass comes out to Hamburger. Swings it right side down to Zach Lena, looking to penetrate. Can't do it there. Lena comes out to a wide-open Lohman at the top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Lena. His ball's going to be stripped away there, and a foul's going to be called. Lena was stripped away just to the left of the basket there. And a personal foul's going to be called here on Baker University. It's going to go on Eric Watson. That's going to be his second. Going to the free-throw line for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game, the coach's post-game show, and a whole lot more. So stay with us here on 1230 KHIS. Zach Lena to the stripe. The shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Lena will have one more. Hastings College will play again on Tuesday night. Hastings will play at Bellevue University on Tuesday. And then next weekend on Friday and Saturday, Hastings will play at a tournament at Doan College in Crete. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Zach Lena, so he misses a pair of free throws. Hastings still leading by the score of 84-69. Todd Johnston with the ball. Johnston gets it away. Now to Watson. Drives it down the lane. His running one-hander is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Parker. Parker's got it. Throws up a shot. It's going to be good. Kind of an underhanded, off-balance, Harry Mail type of shot there. 7 points. 84-71 is the score as we approach the two-minute mark. Here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Akeem Morissot with the ball. Akeem out here in 3 points territory. Picked up by Watson. And now it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Parker. As he drives, we got a foul called. It's going to be a foul called here on Jake Hamburger. An intentional foul is going to be called on Hamburger. So an intentional foul called there on Jake Hamburger. That's going to be his third. So an intentional foul here called on Jake Hamburger. So we'll have some free throws coming up here for Baker, and then they'll get the ball back. And it's going to be Tyrone Parker will go to the free throw line. He is 0-for-2 so far in this contest. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Parker puts it up there, and his shot is going to be good. He will get one more here. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. The lead is down to 12 points here at 84-72. Hastings led by as many as 25 in this ball game. Next shot is going to be up there and good by Parker. It's now 84-73. Yeah, 1 point Hastings led, 75-50. It's now 84-73 in favor of the Broncos. Still the minute and 53 seconds to play. Stranger things have happened here. Eric Watson has got the ball now for Baker University. Spins at the elbow. Jump pass down on the baseline. The ball slapped away. It's going to be retrieved here by Wilson. Wilson, the acrobatic shot in the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Akeem Morissot. Akeem has got the ball. Gets it back into the forecourt. Moves it over to Lohman. Brady Lohman picked up there by Juwan Wilson. That is Zach Wiener, and he's going to be pushed from behind. And a foul is going to be called here on Eric Watson. So Hastings led 75-50. Here in the second half for their biggest lead of the ball game. It's now 84-73. Coach not going to be happy with the way the Broncos at least finished this ball game here today. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Lena. He has got 6 points in the ball game. 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. They'll have a shot here. And the first one is up there. It's going to be good. He'll get one more. That's 19 fouls now on the Baker University Wildcats. Into the ball game, Javonian Gray checking out is going to be Juwan Wilson. Zach Lena back to the free throw line for Hastings. Lena hit 64% of his foul shots a season ago for the Broncos. His shot is up there, and this one is going to be around the rim. No good. Tap try is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Eric Watson. So it's 85-73. 90 seconds to play here in the ball game. Gray has got the ball, and he is going to be fouled in the play. No, we're going to have an offensive foul call on Nick Wilson. Wilson's trying to set a screen out there in three-point territory. He's hit with a moving screen. And that's going to be his first personal foul, a turnover on Baker University. So Hastings College has got the ball. Carson Bloom is going to be hit from behind. And he's going to be fouled in the play. This foul is going to go on Tyrone Parker. Boy, we have seen our share of fouls here in this basketball game tonight. Not been a pretty sight. The Broncos are holding on to a 12-point lead is 85-73. Hastings to the free throw line now. It's kind of turning into a free throw shooting contest as Carson Bloom will go to the line. His shot is up there and in. Bloom now 4 out of 6 from the line. He has got 6 points in the ball game, and he'll have one more shot here. The Minden native, Carson Bloom, the former Whippet, goes to the free throw line for the second of two. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and his shot is up there and in. 87-73. Hastings with the lead over Baker University out of Kansas. Javonian Gray with the ball. Hesitates, now drives the ball to the basket, and he's going to be mauled on the play. Javonian Gray is hit. He's going to go to the free throw line as Hastings is hit with another personal foul. Dylan Flynn picks up his first personal foul. Can't believe there's a guy out there with no fouls. That's Dylan Flynn just picking up his first there. Javonian Gray to the free throw line now for 2 shots. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 2 of 2 from the line. Make it 3 of 3 as that one goes down through the hole. Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 110 remaining here in this one. Here's the next shot. It's going to be up there, in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got it for Hastings. Out to Lohman, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Brady Lohman loses the ball out of bounds after getting the feed there from Flynn. Hastings not finishing this ball game the right way here today, I'll guarantee you. It'll be Baker University playing the ball in out from the far side. That's Gray. Gray looks to get it in, and the ball's going to be stripped away, and Akeem Morissot cannot control it. It goes out of bounds on the far end. So it's going to be Baker inbounding the ball here. 104 to play here in the contest. Hastings 87 and Baker University 74. Here's Gray with the ball now for Baker. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Javonian Gray moves it down to the left side of the lane on the dribble at the basket, and he's going to be fouled into play. Baker is kind of just content with driving the ball in the hole, and Hastings then sent him to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be called here on Zach Lena. That's going to be his 5th foul. He becomes the 3rd Bronco to foul out of the ball game, and he's going to leave with 7 points all in the second half. So 3 Broncos have fouled out of this basketball game. Turned into a free throw shooting contest between Baker University and Hastings. Hamburger is going to come back in. Lena is going to come to the bench. So now we're going to have Baker University going to the free throw line here. It's going to be Javonian Gray. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Gray puts it up there. Shot is good. He'll get one more. Hastings 87. And Baker University 75. This is as close as they have been for a while. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. 87-76. Here comes Carson Bloom. He will inbound the ball now to the far sideline to Hamburger. Now to Akeem Morissant. We're under a minute to play here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Akeem Morissant with the ball now to Carson Bloom. Bloom gets it out to Hamburger. Swings it left side to a Morissant. Akeem out here to Brady Lohman out near the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense here for Baker. Akeem Morissant, top of the arc, sends it down the inside. That's Dylan Flynn down in the right corner. Carson Bloom, 10 seconds on the shot clock. He drives, the shot is up there, no good, but he's fouled into play. Carson Bloom moves the ball to the basket there, and he is fouled into play. Nick Wilson picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And now Carson Bloom will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Bloom has got 7 points in the ball game. He is 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. He was fouled in the active shooting here. He'll have 2 more shots. It's up there. It is good. Bloom now with 8 in the ball game. Andrew Pryor comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Jake Hamburger. 88-76. Hastings College with the lead. As Carson Bloom will have 1 more. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. 89-76. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in this one at Lynn Farrell Arena. Gray moves it down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Gray on the dribble. Gets it down to Nick Wilson. Wilson over to Todd Johnston for 3. His shot is up there, partially deflected, and now we get a whistle underneath the basket, and another foul is going to be called. Unbelievable. Another foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings College. Carson Bloom, he picks up his 4th personal foul. Going to the free throw line again will be Eric Watson. Watson's free throw is up there. That one is no good. Off of the front iron. He'll get 1 more shot here. Eric Watson for Baker University. 6'2" junior out of Lawrence, Kansas. End of the ball game now will be Hamburger. Coming out is going to be Pryor. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It is good by Watson. He's now 1 out of 5 from the line. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Here's Akeem Morissant with the ball now with 15 seconds to play. Pressure by Baker University here in backcourt. To Carson Bloom into the offensive zone. Now to Akeem Morissant. Now to Brady Lohman. To Carson Bloom as he hangs on to the ball with 7 seconds to go. To Brady Lohman. The white flag comes up, and Hastings College is going to pick up a win. The Billy Gators administration starts off with a win here tonight as the Broncos knock off Baker University by 12 points. Final score of 89-77. After the Broncos led by as many as 25 points here in the second half of play, they go on to win by a margin of 89-77 here in this basketball game, a 12-point win. So the Broncos 1-0 in the season. They will play Bellevue University coming up on Tuesday down in Bellevue, and then they'll play in the Doan Classic coming up next Friday and Saturday. So the Broncos are going to be on the road for the next few games as the 2013-2014 season is underway. Hastings wins it tonight over Baker by a score of 89-77. We'll come back with a recap right after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Baker University. Final score of 89-77. The Broncos trailed 8-7 early in the ball game. Then they went on a 9-0 run to go out on top by a score of 16-8. That's a lead they did not relinquish in the ball game. Hastings got out to a 51-33 lead by halftime. Expanded that lead to 25 points in the second half at 75-50. And then kind of got sloppy toward the tail end of the ball game. The final margin of victory, only 12 points here tonight, 89-77. But the Broncos coming up with a win here tonight over Baker University to improve to one win and no losses on the season. They got Bellevue University coming up on Tuesday. Hastings getting 25 points tonight from Dylan Flynn. He had 10 field goals, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for his 25. Jake Hamburger accounted for 17 points in the ball game tonight. Brady Lohman had 14, so Hastings with 3 men in double figures, led by Dylan Flynn's 25, 17 for Hamburger, and 14 for Brady Lohman. The other scorers, Carson Bloom had 9 points tonight. Zach Lena had 7, 4 for Brent Wells, 4 for Tobin Reinwald, and 3 for Akeem Morsot. Baker University, they were led tonight by E.J. Carter. He had 16 points in the ball game. Jared Folks, he had 5 all in the second half. Jawan Wilson, he had 9 points in the ball game. Julian Mills, he ended up with 8. Todd Johnston, he had 3 points. Javonian Gray, he had 8 points in the contest. Eric Watson had 5. Tyrone Parker had 9. Connor McDaniel had 13. So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Baker University. Final score of 89-77. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley, express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
And we're back here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Baker University. The final score of 89-77. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Again, lots of people seeing playing time here tonight. Dylan Flynn led the way for the Broncos. He had 25 points in the ball game. Jake Hamburger had 17 points. And Brady Lohman, he had 14 points in the ball game. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be Dylan Flynn. He was a force not only scoring-wise offensively for the Broncos, but also on defense tonight. Dylan Flynn is going to be our player of the game. Flynn tonight ends up with 25 points in the basketball game for Hastings College. He was 10 out of 11 from the field tonight, and also 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He grabs 9 rebounds, so he just misses a double-double in his first game of the season. He had 2 offensive rebounds and 7 on defense. 9 total rebounds, 25 points, had 3 assists, and wins steals. He plays just over 24 minutes out of the 40 for head coach Bill Gabers tonight. It'll be Dylan Flynn, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@khasradio.com or call 402-463-1230.
10-5, touchdown.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
I'm back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings wins it here tonight. Final score of 89-77. Still waiting for the coach to make his way up here. Get you the final shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Baker University, 24 out of 64 from the field. They shot 37%. Baker was 6 out of 17 from three-point range for 35%. And they were 23 out of 41 from the free throw line for 56%. Hastings hit 31 out of 53 from the field for 58%. 6 out of 19 from three-point range for 31%. 21 out of 29 from the free throw line for 72%. Hastings College out rebounding Baker University 42-34 tonight. Hastings had 20 turnovers compared to 21 for Baker. Hastings with one block shot and 12 steals. Baker had no block shots and 8 steals. And again, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Baker University, the final score of 89-77. The coach is here. We'll join him. We'll take one break, and we'll be right back on 1230 KHIS.
For shelter insurance.
For people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Bill Gavers joins us on the postgame show. And, Coach, congratulations. One, I guess, on the good side of things. A lot of good things out there and maybe a lot of things that were not so good tonight. Talk about those.
Well, you know, we really, when we had intensity, you know, which we talk about doing something with a purpose, we were communicating, we were in defensive stances. In our motion offense, we were making hard cuts and moving the ball and getting post touches. We looked pretty good. And we just, if you let up just a little bit in the game of basketball, people can really hurt you. And Baker did a good job of that tonight. They've got athletes, they got in the paint, they got some second shots. A lot of that, I think, was due to our let-up in intensity. And so we've just got to really be cognizant of that, and we've got to make an effort collectively as a coaching staff and as players to not let that happen, because, you know, we're going to be in tough ball games. We know how tough the league is. We go to Bellevue on Tuesday night. They're awfully good. So we have to shore those things up.
Yeah, and a 25-point lead at one time there in the second half with about 9 minutes to go. And you take a look at the score, 89-77. You say, boy, that was a close ball game. I think you guys had dominated most of the way.
Yeah, you know, we really did play well in stretches again. We came out second half early, I thought, and got off to a good start. We just had a little run in there. And, you know, there were a lot of fouls committed, and so there was a lot of stoppage of play, and there was some free throw shooting and stuff like that. So we got to really be alert, too, about you have to make adjustments, you know, as a player as to how the game is being called and all that sort of stuff. So those are things we can, again, fix and talk about and work on. But our effort and our attitude has been really good at the start of this season, and we've got a good collectiveness about us right now.
33 fouls called on us tonight. That's probably way too many for your liking, huh?
That's a lot. And then they spent a lot of time at the free throw line. I don't know how many they attempted or versus what we attempted, but definitely that's something that you got to play. You got to play hard, but you got to play smart. again and make adjustments as to how things are going out on the floor.
Yeah, they were 23 out of 41 from the free throw line. We were 21 out of 29, so a ton of free throws. That's kind of a typical for this that's point of the season, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, again, we don't want to put somebody at the line 43 times. That's awfully tough to win. So those are things we just got to shore up. I thought we did a really good job early, especially of getting the ball inside and putting a lot of pressure on their defense and playing inside out. And if we continue to do that, then on the offensive end, we'll be very tough.
Yeah, the first half was, we'll just analyze that first half. It was pretty good. The first 20 minutes for the season, we played about as well as we probably could, huh?
Yeah, very well, very well. I thought both ends of the floor, you know, again, our intensity was good. I think it all goes back to communication, to energy, to defensive stances, to cutting hard on offense. Those things kind of go hand in hand. And, again, if you just mentally relax for a moment, then it seems to just steamroll, and the other guy gets a little confidence, and he can play too. So, thus again, we just have to stay zoomed in. We have to stay focused on the task at hand for 40 minutes.
Dylan Flynn off to a great start here. He comes up with 25 points, 15 in the first half.
Dylan's a real versatile player. I mean, he can step out and put it on the floor for a big. He can post up and score. He runs the floor exceptionally well. I mean, he really does. He transitioned. You know, we've talked a lot about he wants to run the floor better than any big man in the league. He really does, and I think he's done that. And, again, that's a passion area. That's an energy area. That's an effort area. And his goal is to win that area against his man every time. And just an exceptional ball game for him.
Jake Hamburger with 17 points. Brady Lohman with 14. That's going to be a threesome there. It's going to be tough to handle in the league.
Yeah, you know, Jake shot the ball well, made some really good cuts on offense, got some backdoor opportunities. And Brady is just his work ethic, his passion on a daily basis. If young players could see him work in a gymnasium when he comes to practice, there's a reason he's as good as he is, and it's really all him. I mean, he comes in, and he's totally zoomed in. He's totally focused, high basketball IQ. You just can't – if he gets open, it's tough. He's going to knock shots down, and again, just a great basketball IQ as well.
And Hastings wins at 89-77, so how was your first 40 minutes on the sidelines there?
Well, we came out on the right side, so it was pretty good, and, you know – we're all smart enough, coaching staff and players, to know that we've got to get busy because we've got a quick turnaround Tuesday night against a very good team in Bellevue. But it was good. It was enjoyable. And then, you know, after the game, you start processing about what comes next. So it's always short-lived after a game because you're thinking about your next opponent.
Yeah, it's tough. It's Bellevue Tuesday, and then you got a classic next week at Doan. So you're going to get into this session. Now you're going to start playing 2-3 games a week after this.
Yeah, we'll go Bellevue Tuesday and then AIB on Friday, and then Benedictine, who's a very good team, out of Kansas on Saturday. So that's good. That's what we need. We need to be tested. We've talked a lot about toughness, you know, and going into other people's places and being able to compete under tough circumstances when things don't look favorable. And that's a mindset. And so we're working on that mindset to be able to compete on the road. You know, we expect to compete as well on the road as we do at home. We don't expect to see a difference in our energy, in our intensity, in our effort. And so Tuesday night will be a great opportunity to show that.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
You bet. Thanks, yep. Mike.
Bill Gaber is the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning it here tonight over Baker University by the score of 89-77, had a lead at halftime of 51-33, stressed that lead to 25 points in the second half as they get out to a 75-50 lead. And then the intensity, as the coach talked about, was not there down the stretch. And Hastings getting out of here with a 12-point win at 89-77. So they're 1-0 in the season. They'll play at Bellevue on Tuesday. Hastings College women's basketball team, they were in Fremont tonight at the Midland Classic. They beat Culver Stockton out of Missouri by the score of 77-64. The Broncos now 1-0 in the season. They will play tomorrow against Dakota State. That's a team coached by former Hastings College head coach Jeff Dittman. So that'll be an interesting matchup tomorrow in the second game of the season. They will meet up in Fremont in the second day of the Midland Classic tomorrow. We will have football action for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We will head for Orange City, Iowa, as Hastings College will take on the number 21 ranked team in the country, the Northwestern Red Raiders, will be on the air with a Pepsi pregame show featuring Hastings College football coach Tony Harper at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. The kickoff will be at 1 o'clock, Hastings and Northwestern on 1230 KHIS. So again, tonight, Dylan Flynn scores 25 points, Jake Hamburger 17, Brady Lohman had 14. Hastings College opens the 2013-2014 season with a win. They beat Baker University by the score of 89-77. For John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230.
1230 AM, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.